At the top of the sand dune, Hawk plunged his hand into the pile of dried horse shit and fingered the crumbling material. It was stiff but moist inside, and live with the tiny red ants that were everywhere in the Deathlands. His father had called them the only winners of Skydark, and Hawk agreed.
Ryan and the others were here less than 12 hours ago.
He cast the dung away and glanced out across the shimmering expanse of the hot desert.
No more than a day, max.
Think the core got him?
Maybe.
Michael opened a canteen to pour some water on his head and down his neck. The day was hotter than a gun barrel, but they had plenty of water. Hell, there was still some sloshing about in his boot from the vill. Wiping his hands clean in the sand, Hawk stood slowly, the scorpion perched on his shoulder, scuttling around to keep its balance. He had put the creature there simply to get it away from the water. Scorpions drowned easily, but it seemed to like the high vantage point, and Hawk was pleased with the unnerving looks he got from the Sekhmen. Fear was always the cornerstone of obedience. Hawk scowled at the bare skeleton lying in the sand. The bones were scraped with some sort of curved blade, very similar to those razor sickles used by the Core. If the Sand Muties had harvested a dead horse to feed their bugs, then the Outlanders might be prisoners, or even already converted. One sip of the bug juice, and a man was permanently addicted. A traveler had tried a sip once, and then escaped. The next day, he was burning hot with fever, covered with blisters, vomiting and crapping blood, and screaming the craziest things. Never liking to waste ammo, Gaza had used an axe to chill the poor bastard. But then the pigs refused to eat the corpse as if the madness had remained inside the flesh. Triple weird. Rumor said that only long cooking purged the taint of the bug juice from food, but that wasn't something Hawk wanted to put to the trigger. Whatever the bug juice did to a person was something just this side of hell. One of the Sekhmen hunched his shoulders.
Well, nuke shit. Know what I think, Chief?
What?
The man opened his mouth to speak, but nothing came out. Turning at the waist, Hawk scowled as the Sekhmen landed in a tangle of loose limbs, with one of his boots coming off. That's when the Chief noticed the gaping hole in the man's chest. A split second later, the muted boom of a high-power long blaster rolled from the desert.
Ambush!
Hawk hit the ground and pulled out his hand cannon. The rest of his troops did the same and hauled out their weapons. However, there was nobody else in sight. The bare ground clear for miles in every direction. Since the body had fallen to the east, Hawk studied the west, trying to find some movement in the sand from the hidden sniper. At any range, it was a hell of a shot, and the Coldheart had to have a scope. Probably expected the rest of them to run away in panic so he could jack the goods left behind. But that scam wouldn't work today. Soon, Hawk would be wearing their guns in his belt. He swept the sand with the barrel of his gun.
Jones, give me a rec!
Rising up on his elbows to peer down the slope of the dune, Sekhmen Jones jerked backward as his throat exploded and his head came off, a grisly spray of dark blood gushing from the ragged stump of his neck. Fingers twitching, body wiggling, the dead man seemed to still be alive as the echoing blast of the big bore sniper rifle washed over the high dune once more. Now the Sekhmen opened fire randomly, shooting at anything that moved. The sergeant lit the fuse of a black powder grenade and heaved it far and high toward the west. Seconds later, the bomb detonated and hot shrapnel rained upon the desert.
Again!
Hawk approved of the tactic. If there was anybody hidden behind those dunes, they had 100 holes in them now and were in a lot worse shape than Jones. As the sergeant sent another Gren airborne, Hawk grabbed a rib from the horse skeleton, jabbed it into the base of the dead man's head, and lifted it up. As the force of the explosion dissipated, there was no response.
We got the fucker! Okay, saddle up and let's ride him into the ground!
The remaining Sekhmen cheered at that and scrambled for their horses. Just as a thick plume of gray smoke puffed up from a dune, and a section of the sand seemed to avalanche away in a clump. It took a moment for Hawk to realize it was a disguised vehicle draped with sand-covered cloth, but even at this range he could clearly spot the long ventilated barrel of a .50 caliber sticking through the covering.
Gaza!
Hawk leveled his blaster at the approaching APC.
Get the 25mm mounted and ready more pipe bombs!
Fuck that! We gotta run!
Michael then flew sideways off the dune to roll down the sand slope, leaving a grisly trail of entrails and organs. Reloading, Hawk glanced up in time to see a thin puff of smoke disperse from the 50. Nuking hell, they had a scope on the 50 and were using it as a long blaster? Was that possible? Guess so, because here he was, splattered with the blood of dead men, who said that idea worked just fragging fine. Then Hawk smiled grimly. If Gaza was using the 50 as a long blaster, then he had to be shit low on ammo. Perfect. Dashing for the cart, Hawk ripped off the canvas sheeting over the 25mm cannon and hauled the big blaster to the edge of the dune.
Ammo!
He awkwardly opened the breech of the deadly rapid fire. The recoil might break his arms, but this was his best chance to get Gaza, so Hawk would pay that price. A sec man rushed to the cart and used a knife to force open the wooden box where the oily linked shells were stored. Grabbing the top coil, the sec man ran to Hawk and they started to insert the fat shells into the cannon. Suddenly, a growl shook the air. The horses screamed and the sec man fell as the big 50 began to spit flame, the heavy combat rounds hitting flesh and sand as the hot lead chewed a path of destruction through the massed troops. The sec man carrying the ammo belt clutched the ruin of his face. Dropping the useless cannon, Hawk looked around frantically for the sergeant with the pipe bombs, but couldn't find him anywhere. Had the cowardly son of a bitch run away? Then a hot sledgehammer slammed Hawk in the right thigh, and he went down in confusion and pain. Shitfire, shot by Gaza again. Crawling backward from the others, Hawk pulled off the sweaty cloth from around his neck and tied it tight just above the wound in his leg. The hole was clean and tight. It had to have been an armor-piercing round to leave this little damage. And his toes still curled, so it hadn't hit the bone. As long as Hawk was still sucking air, this fight wasn't over. He had to find those Grens. Rummaging among the dead and the dying, Hawk discovered the canvas satchel of homemade explosives trapped underneath a dead horse. Straining with all of his might, the man couldn't free the pinned bag and started to dig with both hands, frantically scooping away the loose sand, when a rumbling shook the world and something large blotted out the burning sun.
Freeze right there, asshole. Move and I ace you on the spot.
Filled with the conflicting urges to keep fighting or surrender and try for a deal, Hawk fought a silent battle within himself for several long seconds. Then he slumped and turned from the traitorous corpse to raise both of his hands. Silhouetted by the sun, the APC was only a black shape, but Hawk could hear the internal hatches being opened. Several people walked out carrying rapid fires. As his eyes became adjusted to the light, Hawk could see that it was Gaza and his wives. The bitches looked like they wanted to kill, and Hawk now debated the wisdom of surrender. Walking closer, Baron Gaza looked as if he had just strode out of the keep to review the troops. His boots were shiny, clothes crisp, and he was freshly shaved, with his hair slicked back shiny. Stepping over a headless torso, Gaza put a spray of lead into a corpse that moved, and now swung the smoking barrel toward Hawk. To the former sec boss, the barrel looked as large as a bazooka. Gaza grinned down at his captured foe.
Find any other survivors and line them up alongside the mighty Baron Hawk here.
Whistling and grunting in reply, the women spread out through the fallen men, finishing off the badly wounded with a knife in the throat. The rest were stripped of their weapons and marched over by Hawk. With their hands on their heads, the four sec men formed a ragged line in the dirty sand, the stink of death already spreading from the recently deceased.
Traitors! All of you are traitors!
My lord, we didn't know it was you!
We thought it was the Core, or the Cold Hearts!
Hawk looked at his former guards in disgust and lowered his hands.
Oh, just get it the fuck over with.
Grinning in pleasure, Della fired a round at the prisoner, and Hawk felt the lead hum by his cheek. It passed so close. Damn, they were good with those. But aside from a tiny flinch of surprise, the big man refused to move. Minutes passed in silence. Hawk could feel the blood trickle down his leg, and sweat poured off his face, soaking his shirt, and making the earlier injuries itch fiercely. As if waiting for something to happen, Baron Gaza did nothing as the desert breeze ruffled his clothing, blowing loose sand over the living and dead alike. Then the Baron pulled a hand cannon from his belt holster and tossed it to the first sec man in the line. The trooper stared at the weapon, and then at Gaza in confusion.
My lord?
The sec man called Henny swallowed hard. Was he expected to chill himself now?
Prove your loyalty.
The woman behind Gaza racked the bolts on their weapons, driving home the point.
Redeem your oath to me by taking the weapon and killing Hawk.
Henny breathed a sigh of relief. He was going to live. In a rush of exhilaration, the man eagerly nodded and grabbed the blaster to swing it toward Hawk. But Hawk was ready and ducked as he threw a fistful of sand into the sec man's face. Temporarily blinded, the man pulled the trigger, only to find the safety was still engaged. No! As he fumbled with the weapon, Hawk dove forward and wrestled it away. Then, rolling over, Hawk held the sec man before him as a living shield and thumbed off the safety to aim and fire at Gaza. Gaza lowered the barrel of his rapid fire.
What a waste. Didn't I ace you already?
You fucking pussy! In the keep with Darvis? I saw it all! You...
Hawk flew backward, the last words torn from his exploded lungs by the hail of hardball rounds. Sand crunching with every step, Gaza walked over to the still corpse and looked at the black scorpion crawling madly about the body, as if trying to rouse its master. Muttering a curse, Baron Gaza stomped on the creature and then ground his boot back and forth.
All hail the scorpion god.
Well, what about us, Baron? How can we prove our loyalty to you?
Gaza looked at the man coldly.
You can't. You were Hawk's men, and you were ready to betray him just as you betrayed me.
He motioned with his fist, and the women cut loose in a volley of lead, cutting down the rest of the sec men on their knees. The sound of the blaster fire was still echoing among the dunes as Gaza went to the fallen 25mm cannon and lifted it from the filthy sand. As gentle as stroking a lover, the man caressed the satiny smooth barrel and started walking to the APC with his prize.
Now we're a match for the traitor. Load the rest of the ammo and loot the bodies of weapons or anything else useful. I'll see to the installation of this personally.
Gaza walked the incredibly heavy weapon over to the LAV-25 and started attaching it to the pintle mounting. The women were impressed at the display of raw strength, and shouldering their blasters, they started stripping the men and horses, when all of a sudden Victoria stood straight up and pointed to the south, making loud grunting noises. Scowling, Allison turned and gasped, dropping the bloody boots in her hands. There, rising high above the horizon, was a white mushroom cloud.